Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. I wanted to talk a little bit about some tips to manage stress and anxiety. You know, we're having a lot of uncertain times right now, and stress and anxiety have deep roots in the body involving the brain, the gut, hormones, and even the nervous system. And, you know, when a stressor hits our body goes into an emergency fight or flight mode. And our adrenal glands give a danger message from part of our brain called the hypothalamus and our pituitary glands. And it, like I said, it sends our body into either fight or flight. And the problem is this kind of mechanism in our body was actually designed to really only work for a few minutes at a time, you know, back in the prehistoric times when we were running from a saber-toothed tiger. But because of all, you know, the media and everything that we're running into right now, our adrenals are working overtime and we're constantly getting stuck in this fight or flight mode. And the problem with this is that it can actually affect our gut, and it can affect what's called the microbiome in our gut. And the microbiome is important because it produces a serotonin. Our gut actually produces serotonin, which is a feel-good hormone. So when we're under stress and our gut is under stress, it affects our brains as well. And it can actually have an effect on blood sugar, for example. Typically, when we're under stress, you know, sometimes we reach for these high processed carbs, and that actually increases anxiety and irritability. And our blood sugar ends up having a roller coaster effect, and that, of course, puts us back into a fight or flight mode. So a couple of tips, I would say three tips to look at in terms of how to manage and reduce anxiety. One of the first things I focus on is breathing exercises, and I have lots of information at my clinic that I tell people about how to breathe properly, and I teach them how to breathe properly. The other thing that I can suggest for people are there's a number of smartphone apps that are out there that really help with mindfulness or cognitive behavioral therapy to really help us change our thinking. And certainly people can give me a call to find out what those are. And of course, you know, from a naturopathic perspective, we focus on things like nutritional and herbal supplements, what we call adaptogenic herbs. And some of these herbs really help us stay calm and resilient, especially when we're under stress. And they can be customized either with tinctures or with homeopathic remedies to really sort of find, to help people with their specific needs, to really help them sleep better and to help calm their mind. And they can give me a call to discuss and assess their current stress conditions and anxiety levels, and I'd be happy to help them with that.
So basically you're saying that we can address stress naturally and keep our bodies healthier, and you're willing to do the complimentary consultation with anyone who calls you, am I correct?
Absolutely, yes. They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. Call Dr. Betty, consult with her, and find how you can look after your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.